Hello, 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 and welcome to Life is Too Short for Matching Socks. I'm Samantha Morgan, and I am here to talk to you guys about separation. It is important that you take time to yourself. It is important that when you take time to yourself, in the course of that, that you actually take time to yourself. Like, it's okay to go away and not speak to people for a while. It's okay to not talk to certain people, especially when they're negative people, especially when they're Debbie Downers, especially when after you talk to them, you feel like they drained you. Sometimes it is vital, not sometimes, but most of the times, if not all the time, it is vital to have that moment of peace, that you are not trying to fix no one's issues. You are not trying to answer nobody's questions. You are simply trying to be you. And when I say moment, sometimes you need a week of that. Sometimes you need a day of that. Sometimes you need a few hours of that. But in order to be effective, in order to push through, in order to really have a clear mind and clear heart, separation is needed at times. How do I know this? I can prove it biblically. In the Bible, when Jesus went up on the mountain to pray, he separated himself from his disciples. Why? Because I don't need to hear you being negative. I don't need to hear you asking me questions all the time. I don't need to feel like I have to put myself in a position to help you all the time. Also, it's rejuvenating. It's going to the source and getting the answers and the help that I truly need so that I can come back and give you my full undivided attention. Not only my full undivided attention, but sometimes better wisdom, more wisdom than I would normally give. Because a lot of times when we're burnt out, when we're tired, when we can't do anything, it's because we've given so much of ourselves and no one has taken the time to say, hey, are you okay? And can I pray for you? Can I help you? Is there anything that you need? But they're so busy taking, and we cannot be mad at them. We have to be able to realize that we allow it. So therefore, we enable and we hurt them and ourselves. It's okay to separate yourself from people, especially when they mean you harm. Because why do I want to be around someone that's constantly stabbing me in the back? Why do I want to be around someone that's constantly stabbing holes in the boat that I'm trying to use to get to the other side, to get to my next level, to get to my next dimension? Why do I want those type of people around me? And that doesn't mean that we throw people away. No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is sometimes you need to throw people away. Sometimes you need to throw them away for good, for a moment, for a season, for an hour, so that you can revitalize yourself, so that you can be better for them and for yourself. So I want to just help you guys understand that it's important to separate yourself. Also, you know, in the Bible, Queen Esther, she separated herself for 6 months to purify herself and consecrate herself unto her king. We have to take that time to do that as well. Dig into your Bible, dig into your word. And if you don't want to do that, dig into something that is going to elevate you, your mindset, change the way you think about things. You know, start cooking different things and experimenting, or start going and sitting at Barnes and Nobles and have a cup of tea and read your book to yourself. Take that time to have yourself time. And what I mean also is that does not mean that when you're sitting there, you're looking at your phone. That doesn't mean that when you're sitting there, you're on social media. That doesn't mean that. It simply means to take time to just be still and be quiet so that you can hear clearly of what your next instructions are, so that you can not only hear clearly for instructions for who you've been praying for, who you've been talking to, but for yourself. Everything is going to relate back to you. And as you do that, you give God the glory. We give God the glory when we live a certain way. But how can you hear from him? Or how can you hear anything when you're so congested and cluttered with so much of what's going on around you? And remember that people do take They take your peace, your joy, your happiness, your confirmation. They'll take it and run with it and say, oh, the Lord told me this as well. Or, oh, you know what? I heard this, but it really helped me when I heard it. But they don't give you the credit for what they heard. And I know a lot of times we don't do it to hear, to get credit for it. But it's okay to give people credit where credit is due. Guys, it's okay to be alone. I know it's hard. I know it feels like ugh sometimes. But it's okay to be alone, because in your stillness, in your quietness, in your time of renewing, there's a still small voice that talks to you and rejuvenates you and fills you up and lets you know that you are okay and that he loves you and that he wants the best for you. And in order for you to get the best out of your life, he might need you to turn right instead of left. But you can't hear that when you're so cluttered. To my ladies, I salute each and every single last one of you guys. You are amazing. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are at the top of your game, even when you feel like you're at the bottom. To my men, I salute you kings as well. And I ask that you continue to push forward, for you are just as well as amazing. You are a breath of fresh air to see, my black brothers, men in general. It doesn't have to be black, but I just want to shout out my black men, because we beat them up so much. But I want to tell you that you're amazing and that you're awesome, and keep pushing on, keep fighting. I want to pray against suicide. Guys, I want y'all to pray with me against suicide this week. Take the time to pay attention to your kids. Pay attention to your kids, your family members. There is a shift that happens when they start thinking about things like that. You got to listen to the things that they're saying. Too many of us are killing ourselves for nothing and not understanding that when you take your life that's not yours, that is sin. Not only is that sin, that is it. That is it. There is no comeback from that. And that's selfish and not right for the people that care and love you. Don't be selfish. Know your worth, because you are awesome. You are amazing as well. So pay attention, people. If you see someone that looks lost, looks like they need some help, and you can help them. There are hotlines that you can call when you feel like you are unworthy to live this life. Who can say that? When God says that you are, you will live and not die. You have greater work in you, and he that created you has work to finish in you. So let him do that. Let him do that. So I'm speaking to everyone that's contemplating or even thinking about not wanting to be here anymore. You have a right to live. You have so much to live for, and people are waiting to see you blossom into the amazing person that you are meant to be. So we're canceling the assignment of suicide, but we pray life over everyone that's thinking negative or thinking that they're not meant to be here. For you are meant to be here, because you have work to do. If not for you, for your seed. If you don't have a seed, the one that's to come, your mother, your father, your auntie, your uncle, someone is waiting and waiting for you to be great. Because you, not even waiting for you to be great, because most of you are already great. All of you are already great. I'm sorry. So take that in. God wants to do great things in your life. I believe it to be so. You guys have an awesome, amazing day. God bless you all.